This is New England Public Radio. Now, a story about a cemetery, a dead writer, and a living one. It starts years back when commentator Michael Carolan first moved to Belchertown, Massachusetts. As with any new place, its charms eventually emerged, like the discovery that one of America's most forgotten, once famous authors was born less than a mile down the road from Carolan's home.
A household name across the country, Josiah Gilbert Holland sold over 500,000 copies of his books in his lifetime. Born nearly 200 years ago, Holland trained as a doctor. After failing at both medicine and publishing, he taught school in Mississippi. On his return, the Springfield Republican hired him. He wrote essays, histories, novels, poetry. He eulogized Lincoln at his funeral in Illinois. 10 months later, he penned Lincoln's first biography, which became a bestseller. He was friend to the poet who would become the Valley's far greater personality. What Emily Dickinson most admired about Josiah was that he was so simple, so believing, and made God seem so sunshiny. Literary critics panned him for his mawkish, moralistic sentimentality, but the public loved him. There is no royal road to anything. One thing at a time, all things in succession, goes one of the many quips attributed to him. That which grows fast withers as rapidly. That which grows slowly endures. A few weeks ago, I traveled to Springfield for a conference where I had some hours to spare. Rooting around for something to do, out of the blue, I recalled reading about a monument to the author in Springfield Cemetery. Go round a hairpin curve and up a hill and you'll find it. An imposing pedestal more than 10 feet tall. Most striking is the bronze plaque burnished green, created by the eminent sculptor of the era, Augustus St. Gaudens. In Belchertown afterward, I passed Holland Glen, a little-known ravine and waterfalls a stone's throw from his impoverished beginnings. I Googled him that evening and learned that he died October 12, 1881. A light shined down upon me. On the very anniversary of his passing, this writer was called to him. Holland, the most forgotten famous Belchertonian, suddenly and mysteriously had emerged from the dead and become, for a brief moment in time and to a single person, the most remembered.
Michael Carolan teaches writing at Clark University in Worcester. He's working on an investigative memoir of a decades-old environmental disaster. You're listening to New England Public Radio.